entering the business zone of Kello News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now, here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show 716. 716 in our original It's Your Business series. And, Rev, it's our first show following the American birthday party.
What a party it was, Bill.
Oh, man.
Lake Madison, boy, it was hopping on the 4th. There was so many people up there, it was just totally crazy. And it was a lot of fun. A lot of good, great weekend.
And for the first time in 30 years, I was in the Twin Cities.
What were you doing?
Actually, we went to 2 ball games. We went to horse races. We went to the zoo. And ran into a lot of good people. Got lost a couple of times. But, you know, I get lost
when I'm sitting
beside you.
Minneapolis. Yeah.
But anyway, it was a good time.
Well, good.
Ran into Jesse and his wife from Welcyon
at the
ball game as I had nachos.
Oh.
That's not the place.
You got caught.
I got caught.
Bill got caught. Ooh.
All right. In our show today, first hour, we'll talk about Spectrum and the full spectrum of advertising. David Shelton is trying to help the CNN cause. We'll talk with Mr. Shelton and CNN about what they're doing. We'll talk as well with Janet Harvey, diabetes event upcoming. We'll do a little work for them, and we'll hear from Julian Edwards, Kinetical, the official water, and cutting the cord with all those needs, particularly when you have too much water around you and nothing to drink. But let's get started with Jody Schwann, Sioux Falls Business Journal. On Monday, she is gracious enough to share with us the cover story of the week. Jody, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, Bill.
Well, so we got through last week. We talked on Monday. We didn't have a show Friday. I did see there was a paper Wednesday.
Yes. Oh, naturally. Yeah, naturally had a paper out on Wednesday and on the holiday, too, of course. And we got another one planned for this week. And I think people are going to be interested in our cover story, Bill, because it's going to talk about an area of downtown that's really not on the radar too much, and that's Weber Avenue. The city has just finished putting together what's called a corridor plan for Weber Avenue between Falls Park Drive and 8th Street. And basically, they're looking at this as the next natural extension, natural growth area of downtown. I mean, 8th and Railroad is thriving to the point that it has a wait list now, especially for the artists that have taken up many studios there. And, you know, if you look even at the lofts in that area, I mean, they are all full. There's really not much vacant space, even on the retail or office side. So Weber kind of becomes that next growth phase. And the city plan is looking at how various parcels could develop around there, tying in Falls Park, the stockyards, and some of the older industrial properties, too. So we're going to break down the plan for Weber Avenue in Wednesday's cover story. Weber on Wednesday. How's that?
Well, that's a great way to start the second half of the year. I'm impressed with that. I know you worked all weekend. You always are working. That's what journalists do. That's what editors do. What do you find in breaking news this morning?
Yeah, I kind of did, though. It's sad. But the one that's really driving traffic for us this morning is this little one I stumbled on just late yesterday and knew that if we put it out there first thing today, we get a lot of people talking. And we have, you know, we are used to in Sioux Falls and in South Dakota being at the top of all of these different lists of rankings of various things, but not today. We're at the very bottom of this list online that measured the food scene in every state. We're number 50, Bill. What's with that? Now, the website is called Thrill List, and admittedly, this study is not a scientific one. So they say that they looked at things like what foods are produced in the state. Well, I don't know what they looked at here. I mean, we produce a ton of different food commodities in this state, but okay, whatever. Then they looked at our number of like breweries and wineries and on the drink side of things, and they looked at what iconic foods we are known for. So, you know, if you're the state behind key lime pie, I guess you got a bonus point there. Well, we didn't get anything there. And then they looked at the food scene in your cities. Now, I think Sioux Falls has a growing and a diverse food scene, but I guess maybe in some parts of the rest of South Dakota, maybe things have not developed that much. I just don't probably have the expertise to make that claim. But regardless, we're number 50. Now, that story is online at SiouxFallsBusinessJournal.com. California, in case you were wondering, number one. And they did not have the most glowing things to say about us. So I would encourage you to go on, take a look, and share your thoughts with us.
Okay. Well, right. You can't be number one in everything.
Can't be number one in everything, no.
I would guess that the research that was done and the report comes out of California.
Good point. Plenty of websites are based in those tech hubs out in California.
Yes, they are.
I wouldn't be surprised. Now, they did say on there that they were hoping to discover that it was some unknown state like ours and make that number one. But evidently, this non-scientific exploration of theirs still produced California. California got lots of points for producing fruit, I guess.
There you go. All right.
Whatever.
Jody Schwann, Sioux Falls Business Journal. You join us on Friday?
I will. Thanks, Bill.
Well, we still have the Tour de Cure to talk about today, talking about CMN and the diabetes event, as well as the CMN, about real estate, all those things that get us rolling as we come back from the 4th of July weekend.
Some far-off land. It's right here in Easy Living, East Sioux Falls. The builder, Brad, and his wife, Tammy, bring years of skill, craftsmanship, and love to this project, all part of the Canterbury Village difference.
I think there are lots of reasons why Canterbury Village is different. The atmosphere that we're trying to promote there, our tagline is, where living at home is like being on vacation. And we try to do that in a number of different ways. Maintenance-free environment, whether it's the fact that they have crazy work schedules or just crazy life schedules, they just plain don't have time or don't want to have to worry about doing things like taking care of the outside of their house and shoveling and doing all of that. My husband, Brad, and I, being the builders, we are there 24/7. We have a vested interest in it.
And I'm Tony Bachman with Keller Williams Realty. If you'd like to set up your own private tour, you can give us a call at 275-0555 or youronlinehomeguide.com.
Canterbury Village. Sounds like home to me.
Nordstrom's Under the Hood. Thursday mornings 9 to 11. Kello. News Talk 1320 107.9.
Welcome back to It's Your Business. We're on a Monday. Real estate is known for being the glue that brings people together to close a transaction. For the dozen or so years I've been in real estate, I've been giving back to the community as best we could. And we're going to talk about giving back in this segment. The first, it was the Presa Picnic that helped to feed the veterans and their families, and Realtors for Kids, which to date has given away hundreds of thousands of dollars. And that's a great warm-up for my great friend, David Shelton, who is here this morning. And we've been talking about this campaign of yours helping the Children's Miracle Network for a period of time. We might as well get right to it. You got David's Diner on here. Let's have a little food for thought.
Well, we have a goal to raise $100,000 or more this year in 2014 for Children's Miracle Network. Our family's been touched by Children's Miracle Network, and it's our way to give back in a substantial way to sort of raise the bar and to when people are thinking about listing their property. Besides just the brand of Century 21 and the recognition that we have in the marketplace, being able to list with someone who has got a reason for giving, we think it's important, and so we just wanted to come to the microphone, share what we're doing with Children's Miracle Network and Andy, and incorporate that with everyday real estate transactions.
Now, David, I have to tell you, before you arrived, Andy said he was going to say very little, but I know Andy too well. Do you think maybe he might say a couple of things?
He could say just a few things.
Andy, this is a great event that David is doing. He's doing it between now and December 31st, donating $500 from every home that you list and sell to the Children's Miracle Network. Those are the kind of things that you'd like to see from people in business.
Exactly. I mean, we can't thank David and his team for stepping up to the plate and doing this. It's businesses like him and theirs that help us at Sanford Children's Hospital continue our mission of helping local sick and injured kids. We see over 40,000 patient visits every year. And everybody knows, you know, a children's hospital is different. We need to purchase different size equipment for babies that are 14 ounces all the way up to age 18. We have a program called Direct Child and Family Assistance where we can assist families up to $500 per year with things that aren't typically covered by insurance, like meals, mileage, lodging, diabetic supplies. And it's businesses like David that are stepping up and saying, hey, you know what? All we're asking is that you mentioned Children's Miracle Network in your transaction and use us. And we're going to donate $500 back from every sale of a house back to Children's Miracle Network and help kids right here in our region.
David, I mentioned a couple of projects that have been good for real estate in Sioux Falls. The Presa Picnic, which took care of veterans, 300 or 400, and we did that 4 or 5 years. And then the Realtors for Kids that gives back. Why did you choose the Children's Miracle Network?
You know, last year we were involved directly with Realtors for Kids in fundraising. Actually, fundraising using Krispy Kreme donuts and raised some funds for a little gal with cancer who was having treatment. It was a great thing. We wanted to step up our giving directly to CMN. And our brand, Century 21, also supports other organizations. But we really wanted to choose something local that had that touched the heartstrings of our community and the state of South Dakota. So that's why we chose Children's Miracle Network, in addition to their contribution to our own family back in North Carolina with my nephew. So
that was firsthand. What kind of pushed you in that direction.
Absolutely.
Explain that time.
Charlie had Ewing sarcoma, discovered a little lump on his thumb, had Ewing sarcoma at 16 years old. When he went in to get treatment at Duke University, there was his thumb was amputated. They thought they got it, but they didn't, and it spread all over his body. He passed away before he was 22 years old. But Children's Miracle Network really provided a lot of comfort and care to our family, and so this is our way, a small way, really giving back.
What's been the reaction on the street?
We've got really good reaction from the time that we first announced this launch. We haven't had the kind of reaction that we'd like to have, so we're stepping it up, not just with the radio advertising and this broadcast, but also direct mail and some other efforts that we're doing to really be able to hit that goal. We didn't come in with a goal when we first started this, with a number.
And now you have
and we have a number, and $100,000 is really the low water mark, and so we'd like to at least meet that, and then we'd like to continue to challenge ourselves in the years to come to increase that number from 100,000 to, well, we'll see.
That's right.
David, how do they reach you? That's an important thing. You're hearing David Shelton today.
Very simple number. 21. It's 336-2121. Area code 605 is our phone number. If that if no one is there in the office, or if it's after hours, it actually goes right to my cell phone. Also, 336-2121.com is our website. So an easy way to get a hold of us, one number to remember, and we'll take it from there. And just mention Children's Miracle Network. We'd love to help you. Really, whether you're a seller or a buyer, we have over 300 buyers actively looking in the marketplace right now, our little Century 21 office. So very active. The marketplace needs listings, and we'll do a great job for people.
In fact, a week from today is our real estate report card show, where we have the head of the Real Estate Association, head of the Home Builders Financials as well, come in. And what we are hearing is there needs to be more homes on the market.
Absolutely.
We're queuing the people out there that are sitting on the sidelines. This is a double reason to get involved.
Absolutely.
So, one last word from Andy. You know, Andy, I'm not going to let you get out of here without at least having 27% of the conversation.
We encourage everybody to go to David's website, give him a call. Again, this is a great thing that him and Century 21 are willing to do. Again, giving back to the community. And I think that's what makes this community so great, is it's businesses and people like David that want to give back to the community. Again, there's plenty of other organizations out there that are very well deserving. But again, for him to step up and say, hey, you know what? I want to donate a minimum of $500 from every transaction back to Children's Miracle Network and help local sick and injured kids. And just remember, 100% of that donation stays here locally. 100% goes to benefit a child, and no child is ever turned away regardless of their ability to pay. So, again, a big, huge thank you to David and his team.
David, good work. Let's mention a couple of other businesses that are out there that maybe people could help. I know you got a long list because we see them all the time when you meet with our radio stations here talking about things that we can help. In addition to David, you also have?
Currently coming up, too, we also have DQ Miracle Treat Day, which is August 14th. Again, we call it the sweetest day of the year. We're just asking people to go out and enjoy some ice cream with their family. After you visit a home with David and take a tour with him, stop by a local Dairy Queen and pick up a Blizzard and know that a minimum of $1 from every Blizzard is going back to Children's Miracle Network.
That should make you smile.
That makes me smile.
What we want him to have to do is sit in several open houses over the next few weeks.
We'll do it. I'd love
okay?
it.
Okay. Yes. We don't want you sitting there watching ball games like I might do. We want you out there. We want you to take care of the Children's Miracle Network. Yeah. David, our hearts go out. Yeah. This is what real estate is supposed to do. This is what businesses are supposed to do. It's giving back to the community as they give to us.
And we have to plan that. It just doesn't happen. We make a plan to do that, and then we execute that plan. That's what we do in business.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to do the Comfort King spot. We'll get Julian ready to come in and join us as our gentlemen from Century 21 and Children's Miracle Network get about their business and see these guys. Take care of them. Take care of business. As far as Comfort King is concerned, Rev, I will tell you, it was a tough weekend. Left town Thursday, and I found, kind of like the Three Bears, I found a bed that was way too soft. It's a Holiday Inn in the Twin Cities. How could I be wrong there? Then I went to Mankato. It was way too small. Way too small. And last night, finally back home to my Comfort King that I had gotten through the factory. And Chris Larson made sure that the Zortmans, when they traveled, would know the difference. Trust me, I knew the difference in a real hurry after being on the road to come back and have my controllers on one side, my wife of 46 years on the other. We can't agree on anything. Some beds are up, some beds are down. We have the massage that works. And it was like a real bonus. It was like that Dairy Queen that I'm going to get in August from our good friends at Children's Miracle Network. Comfort King, it's near the mall. You can find it. Come in. Check the mattress out. Find one that works for you. Get a good night's sleep. It's something you can't get back. When we come back, we'll talk with Julene about Kinetico, the official water of It's Your Business.
Downpours, large hail, damaging wind gusts, and even a tornado.
Welcome back to It's Your Business. Julian Edwards, Kinetico joins us. Kinetico, of course, the official water of It's Your Business, and I have ice in my water. Perfect this morning. So, what's the difference with Kinetico water here, other than the ice and good service?
Well, Phil, I always know that you like ice in your water, and that's what I like. So I just take and put a few bottles in the freezer before I come here so they're nice and icy, just the way you like it. And what's different about us is that our K5 drinking water station will give you that quality drinking water, and not just for drinking, but also for cooking. And I think a lot of people miss that. And you really don't know how much water you use for cooking until you start to really look at that. And when you steam vegetables, you require water. When you take and bake a cake, it always says put a cup of water in. So there's many things that you can use the water for in cooking also. And people need to realize that when you cook with the tap water, that you cook all of those contaminants right into the foods that you consume. And, of course, all of that, the contaminants go through all of your body parts. So we need to keep all of our body very healthy, and so you can do that with a K5 drinking water station.
All right. I had a little road time, so I tried to get creative, okay?
Okay.
As we swing into July, for many, it's family time. Time to enjoy the family, the memories, and the places we see and go. But we should also be thinking about what's best for our family with everything that we touch, everything that we drink, with the clothes, the skin, the hair, all being softer. That should be just as important as where we go and what we see.
That's absolutely correct. And a lot of people really don't realize how many benefits there are of having a great water softener in your home. And some of the benefits are that you can save up to 75% on all types of soaps or cleaning products that you use in your home. Also, your laundry remains whiter and brighter. Your fixtures will not stain and spot up. And also the appliances. A lot of people forget about the water heater, the dishwasher. They all work better when they have soft water 24 hours a day on them.
Cordless. You know, I think about that word all the time, particularly as I'm trying to find a place to plug in my phone to make it work. And cordless makes a difference if you're in that kind of a no electricity zone?
It does, because all of our water softeners do not require electricity. And the technology of Kinetico is actually what sets us aside from all of our competitors. So we know that when we tell people, sit in front of them at the table, and we're going through all the differences, we know that when we tell somebody that you're going to have soft water in your home 24 hours a day, as long as you keep a little bit of salt in the salt tank, they're going to have that soft water. It doesn't matter if they have 2 loads of laundry or if they have 20 loads of laundry, or maybe they've got 10 family guests that come from out of town for the holiday weekend. They're always going to have that nice soft water.
Success stories. And we have shared some success stories for residents, businesses. And a lot of people don't realize that you do both. And you have provided a lot of service through the years.
We have. There's been many, many businesses before I even came to Sioux Falls that have our equipment in them. And some of those pieces of our equipment are getting 20, 22, 24 years of age on them. And I think that just says a lot for our equipment, because if a business or a facility that uses thousands of gallons of water each month have a piece of our equipment that's 22, 24 years old and it's still operating and working well, it just says a lot about our equipment and the quality that we put out there for our clients.
This is Julian Edwards. She's with Kinetico. How do they reach you?
Phone number is 339-3434. Website is KineticoSiouxFalls.com.
All right, you're getting ready for a road trip or two. I know there's a fair that you always circle in August, the biggest little fair. But, you know, water is important not only in the city, but also in those rural areas that have rural water.
That's correct. We are getting ready to go to the Parker Fair, of course, in August. And a lot of the smaller towns do have the rural water. And a lot of people have the mentality that, well, we have rural water, we really don't need any water treatment in our home. And that's really not true, because a lot of rural water is sometimes a lot harder than Sioux Falls water is. And so, like I said, with the mentality of that, you really need to consider having us come out and giving you a free water analysis. We'll sit down with you, go through everything that we have to offer, and then you can make the decision based on what we tell you.
That's where I was going next, is the water analysis. To me, we have not really explained what you do, how you do it, why that is important. What's it going to show?
Well, when we come out to a home, we like to test everybody's water because we know that it's different. Whether you live in Sioux Falls, in the north side of town or the south part of town, it's always going to differ in the grains of hardness. And that's where Kinetico comes in, because we customize each piece of equipment that leaves our store. And it's customized for the grains of hardness that you have in your home, because we know they all differ. So somebody in Parker is not going to have the same gearing as maybe somebody here in Sioux Falls. So we want to make sure it's not a one-size-fits-all. It's always customized to the customer's quality of water that they have in their home.
Does water change through the years as to what is going through the pipes that it's going through, or anything that may be in your home that could make that water a little different?
Sometimes it will change, especially if they do some different things at the water plant, per se. But most of the time it stays the same. The only time we really see a difference is going to be out in a well application. And sometimes that will change for the better, and sometimes it changes for the worse. But we're always there to go out and retest and to re-gear and customize the equipment.
You're not a Joni come lately. I mean, you have been doing this for a long period of time. Julene not only has been in Sioux Falls, how many years now?
I'm in my 11th year here.
Okay, and you spent a number of years at some other Sioux place?
Sioux City and over by Fort Dodge, Iowa as well. So I've been in the water industry for 14 years.
So the water that we have in this part of the world, show any real differences? Because we have a lot of people that move in. And one of the things that was interesting was our favorite newspaper for a while, the Sioux City Journal, just reported the favorite place for people to move from Sioux City is Sioux Falls.
It is. And actually, Sioux City water is approximately the same as Sioux Falls. It varies a little bit, but not a lot. Where we see the difference is if someone's moving in from, like, say, Texas, and we have this going on this week where somebody called and they had a Connecticut in Texas, and so now they're moving up here and in this area and want to know if we can get it reinstalled for them. And certainly we can do that. But I go out and test the water. And then we customize and gear that piece of equipment for this type of water that we have.
Well, it's Connecticut. It's something that I believe in, not just because I get ice in my water, but you know that ice in the water is a symbol of the way Julene tries to take care of customers. To me, that means not just giving you some water that's sitting there that maybe she pulled out underneath the sink overnight. She made sure that she was ready for that customer, that she takes care of that customer for the time you get your first drink of water at your location on Minnesota to when you've got the service plugged in. And that's not something we find in business every day.
Well, service for me is the biggest part of the business. I've always said that if you can't give good service in a business, you know, really, what is the business worth? And I think it says a lot for the ownership. When you can give that great service, it's just as important as the night you made the sale.
That's Julene Edwards, Connecticut. One last time, how they reach you?
339-3434 or ConnecticutSiouxFalls.com.
The ice is still good, so I know it was good and cold this morning. Connecticut water. Something that you should consider, and that's the reason it is the official water of It's Your Business. Julene, nice to see you on
Thank
this
you.
Monday. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Spectrum. We've got Kent Johnson in the house. We're going to talk with Andy Dumas as well, all a part of It's Your Business on this Monday. Connecticut may not be the first water company you think of, but who should you be talking to?
It's Connecticut. Hi, I'm Julene. In 2014, why not trade in your old electric water softener for a new Connecticut? We'll offer you up to $400 for your old softener, and with a new Connecticut water softener that is free of electricity, you've cut the cord. Just call us at 339-3434 or visit ConnecticutSiouxFalls.com.
For water in the USA, it's as simple as running water. Connecticut.
Togetherness is overrated unless it comes to saving with Sprint's new unlimited family plan. Hi, this is Norvo. For as low as $45 per month with seven people on Sprint's new unlimited family plan, you get unlimited data, talk, and text on the Sprint network. The bigger your family, the lower your rate. Embrace togetherness. Add Uncle Joe. Add the mailman, the water delivery guy. With Sprint's family plan, you save together but receive separate bills. Happy connecting from Sprint.
Michael Savage, weeknights 8 to 11, Kello. News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Welcome back to It's Your Business. And, you know, I get to see this guy a lot of times at community functions. I've spoken to him at a civic club. But Kent Johnson is with us this morning, and we're going to talk a little bit about Spectrum. You know, we're usually visiting with Andy, and we're going to do that in a couple of minutes, but I want to go right to the guy that's got the word this morning. Why is Spectrum so different?
Well, Bill, I'll tell you. Spectrum is a company that when you're starting a business, or if you're in business and you need something like business cards, invoicing, if you're looking at how to market your company and do it very efficiently and quickly, Spectrum is all about that. That kind of goes with our name. It's called Spectrum Marketing Services, and that's exactly what we do. We support companies. We help them be better. We look for ways to make them better. And just all around, it's a great experience for them. And usually, it's a pretty good experience for us too, Bill.
You listen.
We listen.
To me, that was the first thing that I did learn from Kent and from Andy, was you guys do listen. And a lot of times people come in with a ready-made plan that would work in no shops, but they say it would work in every shop. You guys listen, you make the difference, and then you help that business go in the direction that sells those people that are in the employment of that business to become a part and a part of the team.
You're absolutely right. We can help a company actually customize what they need from us. Everything from websites and, of course, to commercial printing, those type of things. If they need postcards, flyers, any type of information to help spread the word about their company, we're able to do that for them. But we do listen first to make sure that we understand what their mission is and what their vision is for their company so that we can enhance it and just make it all come together for them.
All right, Sioux Falls is just one of several locations. There's that place called Fargo up north, and you have some locations in Minnesota as well.
We do. We have a location in Little Falls, Minnesota. We have one in Alexandria, Minnesota, Wadena, Moorhead. We're also in Bismarck, and we're actually in the process of doing a couple others also. But for us, Sioux Falls is home for us. Cindy and I have been here for a very long time. We've had a lot of customers that, gosh, are still with us since we started, Bill, and it's been an enjoyable experience. But the difference comes with Spectrum is the capability of having so many things and so many offerings for our customers. And that's what we put first. We listen to our customer. We decide with them what will work best for them and how can we make their business grow. That's what it's all about.
And if people have questions for you, how do they reach you best?
Our local number is 605-371-1772. 371-1772.
Well, this is a company that you need to consider. And one of the first appearances we had, you actually had somebody call right after they had heard us talking about it. And it was a small business. And sometimes it might be a small business. It might be a business that's growing, wanting to be a giant business. But you're able to have some answers that fit what they can do, what they can afford, where they can go.
Absolutely right. You know, that was kind of interesting. We had a caller that listened to the show, called in on us, and we were able to help them and give them some direction. And really, that's what it's all about. We've been in the industry a very long time. Our backgrounds are varied. Andy is excellent with what he does. And he comes and works with us here in Sioux Falls to kind of make sure that we continue to look at the commercial printing side to make sure that people understand it and we have that opportunity. We've got people that are professionals in this. They've been with the company for 20-plus years. They know what they're doing, and yet we can make sure that it fits for your business, and that's what we're all about.
When I ask you guys to put together notes, I wind up with a long list of things that you do. How do you know how to do all those things? Just 20 years of experience?
Well, the way I look at it is this, Bill, is that I wish I could tell you that everything on that list that I know exactly what it is and how it can help you. But the difference is we do have very qualified staff and people and the advantages. So when it comes to if you need a business card that's matte finished or gloss finished or whatever you would like, if you can use the backside of that business card to put notes on and it works for you, That's what it's about. I might not have every answer, but I'm smart enough to know that we do have people that can help us and give us some direction so we can make a good decision for your business. And that's kind of the neat thing, is that the number of people that we have that we can go to for direction and help.
We talked about when you go into a business, and we're talking with Kent Johnson with Spectrum this morning. When you go into that business and you've got people that have a lot of ideas, how do you help cultivate those ideas? How do you make them feel like you guys understand how to help, what to do, and take their energies because they want to show ownership in their own company?
Yeah. You know, and that's the fun part, is that we have people and clients of ours that have great ideas. They have ideas that we wish wouldn't cost much and that we could get them all done in a smaller budget. But the trick is to make sure that you listen, make sure you prioritize everything down, give it what you want as far as when we want to get this done, how we want to get this done. And we put together a nice plan so that we're able to go ahead and check them off as we go and make sure that we're not missing anything or losing anything. And we can go ahead and take that business right through that process. And it really, truly works. And that's the fun part.
The other thing that works is you're known in the community. You're involved with service clubs. You're involved with the chamber. You're involved with those businesses that want your support. You're just not an 8-to-5.
You know, and thank you for that, Bill. It's meant to, for us, the chamber has been a huge plus. And, you know, I always tell and tease Cindy, who is my partner and my wife, but I always kind of chuckle because it sounds like she's a walking commercial for the Sioux Falls Chamber. She does a great job. We've gone to as many opportunities that we have with the chamber. We also do their shows that they have in the spring and the fall. And for our business and for our customers, it's been extraordinary to meet great people. And it's just fun to be able to see them in a different setting. And actually, we have a little show booth that we do to make sure that people see what we're doing and what's new in our industry and what's going on. So, yeah, the chamber is fun. We also do Sertoma. We do The Optimist. You know, giving back is a big part of being in business, and it's a way to thank the community for what they've done for us too, Bill, and we sure do that. And we have a lot of fun doing it too.
Kent and Cindy Johnson, Spectrum. Andy is on a mission this morning. He's in Fargo. The funny thing is, neither one of us had the right number for Andy. So when that happens, if you have somebody that doesn't show up for a meeting and you're the vice president of the club, guess what? Kent's going to take care of the business. So this morning, Andy is busy. So Bill and Kent have to do the business for Spectrum. And when I look at this list of things that you have, A to Z, go to table tents and postcards and greeting cards and flyers and catalogs, bookmarks, all the things that go with this, that's a pretty impressive list.
You know, it really is. The gentleman that actually started Spectrum, Tom Cotton, he kind of cut his teeth on the printing part of the business, everything from business cards on up, as you see here, from brochures to catalogs, door hangers. And some of these, you know what, a door hanger, people say, well, gosh, that seems so simple. You know what? A lot of times, simple really does work. Get out there, put your door hangers out in the neighborhoods that you want to do business with if you have that type of business. Greeting cards, thank you cards, letterheads, notepads. You know, Tom's been doing this for 20 years, and he's seen the technology change. He's kept the equipment updated, and that's what really makes a difference, is that when we work with our customers, we try to make sure that we do their job. What's the most efficient equipment, wherever it's at, but we want to make sure that we make it very efficient. We do it very, usually it's pretty dynamic when the customers get it back and they actually see it. So that's the fun part. But the printing part of the business has been very good. And boy, if you can say that you've been around for 20 years, that's something to hang your hat on nowadays.
It is. Kent Johnson from Spectrum, been around for a long period of time, and they pretty much have it worked out. One company, endless possibilities. They have locations in Sioux Falls, in North Dakota. You're in Fargo and in Bismarck, correct?
Correct. Yep.
And you do have three or four locations in Minnesota.
We do. So we're able to help wherever you're at.
Kent, we appreciate you taking time to visit with us today. We want you to call Spectrum. Consider Spectrum. Hear them out. Remember, they are there to help you, just like the guy that called the show that had some questions. Call them today. Find what can best work for you as we're in the third quarter of 2014. And, you know, it's a time of year where you have to take inventory of what you're doing, how you do it, and where you're going to go. Again, how they reach you, Kent?
371-1772, 371-1772, or SpectrumMRKS.com, SpectrumMRKS.com. Thank you, Bill.
You tell Andy, you tell Cindy, you did a heck of a job, just like I'd expect an optimist or somebody from Septoma to do.
We'll do it. Thanks, Bill.
When we come back, we'll talk and get you ready for the Ag Hour, all a part of It's Your Business on this Monday.
In today's marketplace, investing for your future requires an understanding of where you are, where you want your money to take you, and managing the risks along the way. I'm Mary Howard with the Howard Group at Baird. Here in Sioux Falls, we've successfully guided investors and their families for 20 years by keeping their interests first, always. Together, we can help secure your financial future. Call us at 605-275-2310 or visit our website at www.howardgroupofbaird.com.
Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
Back at Advanta Mortgage with Jim Lowe. Jim, why should I use Advanta Mortgage?
At Advanta Mortgage, we specialize just in mortgage loans. At Advanta Mortgage, we process and underwrite our own loans here in Sioux Falls. We have loan officers on call 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our interest rates are very competitive.
Apply online at AdvantaMortgage.com, 275-2777, NMLS number 162-291. What is Advanta Mortgage's mission statement?
Advanta Mortgage emphasizes the highest professional standard of mortgage lending, priding ourselves on our integrity, honesty, character, and competency, knowledge, and communication. Advanta Mortgage has a passion for serving customers and will strive to become the strongest and best mortgage lender in the market.
Stop by our new location at 57th at the Bridges, 57th and Western, or call 275-2777. Take the first step. Visit us at AdvantaMortgage.com. Advanta Mortgage, mortgage bankers you can count on. An equal housing opportunity lender.
Agribusiness podcasts, commodities futures, and more. Click on the Dakota Agriculture Today banner at Kello.com. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
One guest that we did not get to talk to this morning was Janet Harvey from Tour to Cure. That event is scheduled for this Saturday, and that's a great event. I'm one of those that has diabetes, and anything that you can do to help, whether it's level one, level two, the Tour to Cure should be in your mindset this week. Well, it's Monday, and are you hungry yet, Rev?
I'm always hungry, yeah. I'm ready for some bacon cheeseburger pizza.
Really?
Yep.
Do you think the guy we're going to talk to knows how to make those?
Yes, he does. The best in the planet, Bill. Jeez.
Have we got John there? Are you working on that pizza already for Rev?
Well, you know what? We just got finished with him and making sure we got the pickles right side up and plenty of bacon.
Good.
I like that. How was your 4th of July? Did you have anybody come visit?
Yeah, we did. You know, the 4th traditionally isn't really busy unless it's rainy. But considering the weather, we had a pretty good day.
All right. Today is not the 4th of July. It is a Senior Monday. Do you want to take care of people? Have you got people like Rev and Bill that ought to come in and try lunch today for 10 cents off on the dollar?
Yeah, that should be the case. Everybody's good-looking, 55 and over. Get 10% off the buffet, both lunch and dinner today. And, of course, you know, we've got that fried chicken ready for you. We've got the pastas, the salads, the desserts, and, of course, the pizzas.
I was kind of curious. With the 4th of July, you've got people that come to town to visit, and you love your relatives, but you get tired of cooking them hot dogs, brats, and hamburgers. is that kind of a cue that maybe a Valentino's would be a great option?
Yeah, it sure is. We get a lot of folks like that that will they'll plan their weekend or their outings, and they'll enjoy a lunch or dinner buffet with us. Another thing we have going on, you know, the softball tournament every year brings people from Canada down. And we feed a couple of the Canada teams every year on the 4th of July. So something they can't get in Canada.
Well, you can get lots of good things. We've been talking about businesses 20 years plus this morning. One of those was not only the people that were just in from Spectrum, but you've been in business. You're not a restaurant that just came to town and serving your first flatbread.
No, we actually opened November of 1990. So we'll have fulfilled 24 years here in a few months.
All right.
Working on 25.
Now, we have not mentioned the word salad. Tell Joy I did not go to Minnesota and have any salads.
Okay. I'll try to coax her to be on next hour, too.
That'll be fun. We're going to talk ag next hour, and I know that she fits in, and as do all of your family members. It's fun to come out and see all of them smiling as they go through the process of making sure people are happy. The the soups... This time of year, you don't need three or four soups. You got a couple that pretty much standard bearers for what people enjoy.
Yeah, the chicken noodle and, of course, the corn chowder. It's a must. We can't even take it off to put out the tomato bisque. We get so many complaints. Hmm. So even during the summer.
All right, we'll give you time to work on those pizzas, that fried chicken, the desserts that are well worth it. It's all at Valentino's. And where's that at, Rev?
41st and Willow.
Mm-hmm.
One block east of 41st and Western. Easy to find.
Or a half a block from Rev's old stomping grounds.
There you go. That's it, yes.
Yeah. I think we're more known for that one.
I think you are, too. We'll talk to you next hour. Yeah. Maybe Joy. Yeah. All right. We're in our last minute here. We thank all the guests that have taken time to be with us this morning. Some interesting causes, people that are trying to help the community. People have been around for a long time. We appreciate new businesses coming to town, but you have to understand those people have been around 15, 20, 30 years, want to take good care of you as well. Next hour, we're going to talk with the former Secretary of Agriculture, Walt Bones. And he is a part of a group that is creating some interest for fourth graders, for gardening, something that you'll find maybe you're interested in. For now, though, our time's up. Thank you for your